The Treasury Salute, featuring Robert Haig, Frank Reddick, and Ted DeCorsia, in a specially transcribed drama, Return to Duty. Now, the Treasury Salute. Return to duty.
I came back from overseas, from an airfield in Italy to Long Beach, California, 6,000 miles. It's a long way to travel and still not be home. I had my furlough, 21 days in the familiar house on the familiar street. But it wasn't home. Home is more than a certain house on a certain street. Home is a feeling that you're where you belong. Where you bound, Sergeant?
Spokane, Washington. Place called Fort Wright.
Convalescent hospital?
Yeah, that's right.
That's where I'm going, too.
Oh, what do you know? My name is Johnny Grazzini.
Chuck Jackson.
Everybody calls me Big John. I was always big for my age, ever since I was a kid. When I was 15, I could bend a half a buck between my fingers. Where were you wounded?
I wasn't.
Malaria, huh?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, flak happy. Operational fatigue, whatever you want to call it.
How do they tell? I mean, when you got it. How do you know?
You feel kind of nervous. You can't sleep. You feel sick in your stomach. You don't know why. You don't know where it comes from. It just hits you, that's all. You don't feel good.
Well, if that's what they call operational fatigue, brother, you and me both.
No fooling?
Yeah. This operational fatigue, what can they do about it? Can they fix you up?
I don't know.
What good are the hospitals if they can't fix you up?
Well, there must be something different about this hospital. Or why would they send guys that were up and walking around like you? Why would they send me?
Honest, I have to laugh when I read this hero stuff. The tough fighting men. The brave killers of the year. Here I am, Big John Grazzini. 50 missions, DFC, Air Medal, Presidential Citation, Purple Heart, and if my kid ever asks me, Daddy, what did you do in the Great War? So help me, I'll give him a whack, then lock his teeth out and tell him, shut up, your father was a sick man.
We hit Spokane late at night. We went out to Fort Wright in a bus, but it was dark and you couldn't tell what the place was like. The minute we hit the barracks, though, you could tell it was something different. The beds with big spring mattresses and curtains, paint on the walls, was really different. How you doing, Big John?
I don't know. I can't figure this place. It's not like any hospital I ever been in. None of the old army routine. We didn't even have to stand in line. Nothing was screwed up. They were all ready for us. Decent barracks, sheets, blankets, everything. I think I'll hit this sack. Get out of these GI clodhoppers. Feels like they weigh about a ton.
Hey, watch out, will you? Sling those lousy shoes around like you were... I'm sorry. Kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah, sure, sure. That's okay. We're all a little jumpy. Forget it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we better all get some sleep.
You mean you can sleep?
No, but I guess we better try.
Jackson?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, sit down. My name's Captain Myers. I've been assigned as your doctor. A couple of things I think we ought to get straight. I'm your doctor. Now, that doesn't mean just passing out pills and giving you the brush off. Anything that's on your mind, any problems, anything wrong, you bring it to me. My job to go to bat for you all the way. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're listed as occupational fatigue, loss of appetite, trouble sleeping. Your hands still shake?
Yeah. See for yourself.
I'd like to get a little past history. Suppose we start with going into combat. Just start when you hit Italy, in your own words. I said I wanted...
If you don't mind, can we skip the combat?
Well, I'm just asking you,
sir. If you don't mind, I'd rather skip it.
Well, let me get a deal with you, Jackson. I just want to tell you one thing, and then I'll let you decide whether we skip taking out combat or not. Okay, you're nervous. You can't sleep, you get sick in your stomach. Your hands shake.
Tell me something I don't know.
Why do your hands shake? Okay, I'll try and tell you why. What happens to you if you walk out on the street and almost get smacked by a car? The first thing that hits you is fear. It's a good thing, too. Helps you move fast, get out of the way. But after the fear is over, there's a reaction to that tightness, that sudden shot in the arm, that fear. Everybody gets it. What you felt going out on a mission. What a kid feels when his father dies. That tight feeling in the stomach, the sweat in the palm of your hands. You've had it day after day, mission after mission, in the air, scared of the flak, on the ground, sweating it out. You never had a chance to get rid of it. It just piled up day after day.
Okay. So?
So? After a while, the things you were scared of didn't even have to be there. You had so much of that fear inside of you that even after the missions were over, just remembering them could bring back the fear.
Only I don't remember them. Don't let myself remember them.
When you try not to think about combat, Jackson, when you suppress it, it doesn't really go away. It doesn't come out in talking, but it comes out in other ways. It comes out in dreams.
Oh, I hate those lousy dreams.
And it comes out in a sick feeling in your stomach. Your hand shaking.
Yeah. So what do I do?
Well, you've got to go back over your life. Back over combat. Find out where the fear first came from. Understand it. That's the way to take off the pressure.
Okay. Okay, I'll try. You want me to start now?
No, not now. You've had enough for the first shot. We'll start in a day or two. You've got to relax. That's what this place is set up for. Now go into town with the guys tonight. Have a beer. See you.
Okay.
Hey, what do you say about those beers?
Spokane, what a square town. You ought to get a load of that jukebox. They got every song on the hit parade, only from 1922.
I'm not complaining about any place where you can get more than three cans of beer a week. That's what we got in Italy. That was a good week.
Hey, how about those beers?
What do you expect from the bar packed with all those factory workers? Where do they come from, a bunch of foreigners? Hear the guys talk, half of them don't even talk English.
So what?
Those guys pile in here like they own the place. Bet you they're not even citizens. But they're good enough to pull down our fancy money while we're out there.
Okay, Rainey, that's enough.
What's the matter?
I said that's enough. Now, shut up. Hand me my hat, will you, Chuck? I'll see you guys back at camp.
Okay, fellas. Hold it.
Okay, Doc.
I think at one time or another I've told most of you that a doctor's job is more than just pushing pills. What we're about to do right now is part of it, too. Orientation meeting. Bull session. Gripe session. About once a week, everybody in the barracks will get together up here and shoot the breeze. Now, suppose we start things off by taking something we all know about. What it felt like when you first came home. Anybody wants to talk, go right ahead. Okay, I'll tell you how it was when I came home. I had 13 months in New Guinea. I came back and, boy, the first couple of days was terrific.
Oh, it sure was.
Yeah, but then I'd find myself getting a little sore.
That's right.
People start talking about old times, but somehow you don't care.
Doc,
you don't feel the same.
Like,
yeah?
I don't have the patience to stand around and listen to people.
Well, why? Why can't you stand still and listen to people? Why haven't you any patience?
I don't know. Just nervous, that's all. You know, I feel okay when I'm with the GIs. I mean, they know what you're talking about.
Right.
Well, maybe it is easier to be with GIs, Chuck. Only you're not going to be a GI forever. You're going to be out of uniform someday. You've got to start adjusting.
How?
Well, you're doing it right now, here, every day. We say that nervousness comes from fear. Do you know what fear comes from? Insecurity. What you're not sure of. What you don't know. Anything can make you insecure, from not knowing if your girl loves you to not knowing if you'll have a job when you get out. And combat. That's insecurity plus.
Doc.
Big John?
I like to ask something, only it's not exactly medical. I wouldn't have brought it up except for what you just said. Well, this is about a guy right here in this room. Okay, why not say his name? I got nothing to be ashamed of. Rainy.
Hey, what about?
Well, last night down that bar, we had a couple of beers, and I was feeling good, kind of cocky, sitting there with my pals. Maybe that's what you call security. And then, all of a sudden, I hear Rainey make a crack about the dumb foreigners standing at the bar.
Now, wait a minute. Nobody was talking about
you. Sure you meant me. I'm Italian. I was born in California, so I don't speak broken English, but my father does. Well, that's what I want to know. I went overseas. My father worked in the shipyards, worked hard, like he has for 30 years. And I come home to hear people talking about foreigners. Is that what I fought for? Is that security?
I said I'm sorry. I just said it without thinking, that's
all. Well, that's worse. When it's so deep inside you, you say it and not even know what you're saying.
Okay. I said anything that was on your minds, we'd bring up and talk about it. Now, since this came up, let's get it straight. There's an idea that's been kicking about this country for a long time. And a fellow named Jefferson put it in print so we wouldn't forget it. All men are created equal. White, yellow, black. Wherever you go to church, wherever you come from, all men are created equal, period. Anybody disagrees with that, I think now's the time to get it out.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Rainy?
I'm sorry. Dakota's not such a big place, you know. Maybe there's a few things I didn't find out. Maybe I can learn. Shake?
Sure, sure, forget it.
Okay, that's enough for today.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Hey, now look. Hey, what's everybody so serious about? How about some laughs, huh? How about I give a concert?
All gone, good idea.
Hey, that's it. Come
on. Swing up.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
It was a good night all around. I felt good, and I wasn't so scared anymore. I wrote to my wife, Chris, and told her to come on up. Come on up fast. I walked out across the camp in the darkness, out toward the mountains, and the air was clean. Yep, it was a good night all around. $85 million people are a lot of people, and 85 million Americans own government bonds. Now that the war is over and victory has been won, we Americans want to make absolutely certain that the peace is won also. And winning the peace begins right here at home. If we continue to save our money, to put it aside regularly, week after week, in United States savings bonds, we are helping to build a strong, healthy, prosperous America. So, let's continue to buy all the United States savings bonds we can afford. Let's keep this good savings habit of ours going strong. The United States Treasury thanks Robert Haig, Frank Reddick, Ted DiCorsia, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Millard Lampel and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.